He'd tell him to get on off of it, and he'd move over. After you get them thoroughly trained, you don't have to tell them anything. They walk from one end of the road to the other.
That meaning, though, didn't it? Right and left, if you wanted them to move.
Well, some people learn their horses to G and haul.
Yeah, that was right.
G was turn right and haul was turn left, see.
What about if you're plowing with two horses? What do you call the one on the left?
I don't know, tell you the truth, because I never did use them double. We might have, when I was a boy, we might have three plows running, but never did use no double team.
Somebody the other day was telling me that they used to call them the G horse and the call horse.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just the opposite from the way you make them turn.
Yeah.
So the G horse is on the left. And, well, let's see. If when you're breaking the ground, what do you use?
What did we use? Mm-hmm. Oh, turn plow. Back then when I was a boy, a Dixie boy. The Dixie boy was the only turn plow you could find. And then before I left home, though, after I was a big whip in the teens, well, they come out with a Oliver Goober turn plow. It was a little bigger plow and all steel, you know, except your handles. The old Dixie boy plow, it had a wood stock. It had an iron foot for your turn moldboard and point heel to be on, you know, and the rest of it was wood. But the Goober, Oliver Goober, which they still make, it had all steel except the plow handle.
Mm-hmm. What about after you plow it, if you want to break it up finer, what would you use?
We'd use a harrow.
Yeah, what kind of harrow would
was the when I was a boy, that was the only harrow that you could buy. Was for pulverizing, siding your stuff, you know, and it'd dirt it just a little bit.
That's the kind with the spikes.
Yeah. I've got one under the shed out there now.
They never used a disc harrow with horses, did they?
A what?
A disc harrow.
Oh, yes, few people, very few people, though, used to use them. I had an uncle on my mother's side that used them. Two mules, he had two small mules that pulled them, discarded them, and cut his land with that. And then he had a smaller one. He had a smaller set of discs that he used one mule to that he worked a lot of his crop with, you know. You could set it to cut just as deep as you wanted to, or just as shallow as you wanted. The more you turn them blades, you know, the deeper they cut. Narrow straight you got, the shallow the cut.
See, what was it you call the things that you guide the horse with in the buggy? You said you'd pop them with them to...
Between there.
It would be the reins on a...
The reins, yeah.
The lines. Yeah.
And what would you call it on a plow, or when you're plowing? We still call it reins or call it something else?
Yeah, we call it the reins on the buggy or the or plowing. Some people said plow lines. They'd